Good morning, Columbus County. This is Jeff Allen with your CCN Local News. Detectives have arrested a Clayton man for the theft of 20 firearms from an old Cribtown Road home. Larry Christopher Norris, age 47, is being held under a $6 million secured bond. He faces multiple counts of possession of a firearm by a felon and larceny of a firearm. Look for more on the story at ColumbusCountyNews.com. Whiteville City Manager Darren Curry announces retirement on Tuesday. Curry has served as City Manager of Whiteville since 2014 and previously served as Lake Waccamaw's Town Manager. Curry said personal health issues led to his decision. December 31st will be his last day. Nathan McKinney's was killed and his stepson's in critical condition after an argument turned deadly on Monday. Chadburn Police Chief Ken Elliott said the two men were arguing when the dispute led to gunfire. The stepson is in critical condition with multiple injuries in New Hanover Novant Medical Center. The stepson's name has not been released. Tanya Garrell King was arrested on Monday on multiple charges of obtaining property by false pretenses. King, age 49, allegedly took thousands of dollars from the Cerro Gordo Volunteer Fire Department over the course of 10 years, cashing checks from $2,000 to $5,000 for her personal use. We have more on the story at ColumbusCountyNews.com. Multiple thieves hit the Whiteville Clayton Homes dealer Thursday night, making off with more than $13,000 worth of appliances and furniture. Whiteville police are investigating. The theft is thought to be related to similar larcenies in the region, including one in Chadbourne. The National Weather Service is closely watching two tropical systems in the Atlantic. These storms are in such close proximity that they are expected to affect one another in the coming days, leading to difficulties for forecasters. One of the storms is expected to become a named tropical storm in the next 24 hours. Be sure to check your emergency plan and supplies, and be sure to follow CCN meteorologist Christopher Cawley's weather page on CCN for the latest storm information. Voters wishing to cast a ballot in the November municipal elections must register by October 10th. Most towns in the county will have races this year. Municipal elections are November 4th, and only residents of towns and cities may vote in the election. Irina's law passed both the State House and Senate this week with veto-proof majorities and virtually no support from Democrats. The law is named for Irina Zaretsky, who was murdered on a Charlotte commuter train by a 14-time convicted felon out on unsecured bond. The law will prohibit cashless bail for violent offenders, strengthens rules for mental health evaluations, and restarts North Carolina's death penalty. North Carolina Governor Josh Stein is expected to veto the bill, even though an override is likely. Stein is a vocal proponent of cashless bail and an opponent of the death penalty. Salons in the House also began discussions this week on six significant veto overrides. The Freedom to Carry Act would allow anyone 18 years of age or older who are not prohibited from owning a firearm to carry concealed without a permit. The Border Protection Act would require sheriffs and local governments to cooperate with federal immigration officials and allow residents to sue so-called sanctuary cities. Other bills would prohibit diversity, equity, and inclusion in local governments and elections. Columbus Regional Healthcare will host its annual tailgate for prostate this Friday from 12:30 to 3 p.m. at Advanced Urology at 800 Jefferson Street in Whiteville. Enjoy free tailgate food and enter a raffle for free Carolina Panthers tickets. There will be free PSA blood work, blood pressure checks, cholesterol, and A1C screenings. For more information, call 910-641-3662. The second annual Faith in Motion Car Show and Praise Extravaganza. It's happening at Veterans Memorial Park on Saturday. Admission is free for a day of family-friendly fun and praise. Registration for the car show is $25 per vehicle. For more information, call 910-770-2168. On Saturday, Columbus Regional Healthcare and Columbus Partnership for Children will join forces with George Henry White Center for their Fall Health Festival. You can look for bike raffles, Kona ice, food trucks, free health screenings, clinical breast exams, CPR training, and more, all happening from 10 a.m. until 1 p.m. at the center. For more information, 910-308-4252. The center is located at 731 Farmers Union Road. Mishap Springs Community Church will sponsor a tent revival on September 27th, starting at 10 a.m. Lunch will be provided. The speakers will include Reverend Tim Reeves, Reverend Larry Cartrett, Reverend Chris Eason, with music by The Master's Hands and Willing Heart. Mishap Springs is located at 2756 Pine Log Road in Whiteville. The Columbus County Farmers Market Fall Harvest Festival is happening on Saturday from 5 until 8 p.m. There will be a live band, games, food trucks, photo props, market vendors, and more. Admission is $5 for adults, and children 9 and under get in for free. The market's located at 132 Government Complex Drive in Whiteville. The City of Whiteville is asking you to vote on the potential new name for the park that's being built on the former Lewis Smith Shopping Center property downtown. You can go to the city's website and click on the banner to vote. The deadline to vote is September 29th. New Life Community Church of Whiteville is holding a pork chop plate sale October 7th. Plates are $12. See any church member to get your ticket. And for ColumbusCountyNews.com, this is Jeff Allen reporting.
September is National Prostate Cancer Awareness Month, and we at Advanced Urology want to help you take care of your health. Join us on Friday, September 26th from 12:30 to 3 p.m. for Tailgate for Prostate. This is a free event with free PSA screenings, tailgate food, and you will be entered into a raffle for two free Carolina Panthers football tickets. What more could you ask for? Join us and take care of your health.
It's time once again for the Columbus County Agricultural Fair, October 7th through the 12th on Prison Camp Road in Whiteville. There'll be fun for the whole family with animal shows, Cirque Cyber, Flimsy the Clown, live bands, the Diaper Derby and the Tug of War, the Demolition Derby on Friday and Saturday night, and of course, the Carnival Midway with rides and games by Dreamland Amusements. Get unlimited ride wristbands for just $25. And on Sunday, there's the Unlimited Carload Special. For more information, visit ColumbusCountyFair.com. That's the Columbus County Agricultural Fair, October 7th through the 12th. Don't miss it.